This next number, I don't know if it means much here, but it's okay for England, Jamaica and Portugal.
Hey, how's it going out there? Welcome back. Hope you guys are having a good time out there wherever you are. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carol.
Yes, and you guys are in fact listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show! Hey.
Broadcasting live from a cave.
That's right. Stray Studios in here, letting you have it, listening to some Clash career opportunities. This song has been in my head since my birthday yesterday, Carolyn, and I don't even know why. I do this thing every year where I watch Joe Strummer's The Future is Unwritten documentary, and this is just a must. How are you doing, Carolyn?
I'm doing excellent, and we are joined in studio with a special guest who hasn't been on in a while, but he's been on it several times. Brian Sarvin. Brian.
That's right. Hey. Where's the special effects on my voice?
All right, here we go. You want to bring it?
Good. No.
How you doing, Brian? It's been a while, man.
It has been a while.
It's been a while on the show, but we actually see each other a whole bunch.
All the time.
And we live far apart, too. So it's one of those situations where, like, no one else has the excuse.
We actually see Brian more than we see people that live closer.
That's right. Well, you know, when you work a lot and play a lot.
Do you play around?
Yeah.
Hey, Brian's all over the place.
This is the Carolyn's news. Carolyn. What's
my
the news, Carolyn?
Oh my gosh, my news is dwindling because it's kind of the end of the year. Do you guys realize that we only have like a month and a half left in 2013?
In life.
That's sad because I feel like if I had a month and a half left in life, I would do something else.
But no, I would be here making this podcast.
No, nothing against the podcast, but just something else in life. I think I still, actually, if a doctor gave me a month and a half sentence, I would still do the podcast.
I would do a podcast every fucking day until I die.
But
that's almost the plan.
I'm just saying, like, living life, I probably actually would live it a little different. Just saying.
The Carolyn's news. Positive thinking.
Positive news. Yeah. So, Joe and I just finished up the Southern Maryland Comic Con recently. I guess that was 2 weeks ago.
We did a live show.
Or was that last week?
It was last week's episode, yeah.
But that was last week. That's last weekend, last Saturday.
Was that last weekend?
I can't remember.
That was the longest week ever.
God, it was the longest week. I can't even remember. But yeah, last weekend, we also walked in the team as Team Cul-de-Sac in the Parkinson's Walk in Washington, D.C., and that was at National Stadium. And you can check out that blog entry and photos at curl-studio.com.
Have you ever done something like that, Brian?
Amazing.
You walk for a cause?
I've walked a lot.
Walked for like a cause.
For a cause.
Or if you
like,
ever
you mean
ran.
Walk to 7-Eleven to get something? For my own cause? Yes, I have.
For like, actually, in high school, I did a walk for the homeless.
There you go.
So
you walked with them or you did a walk for them?
For them. Oh,
okay. You walked as they tried, as they begged.
But the cool thing about the Parkinson's walk was that a lot of people that were there actually had Parkinson's or like were families. So you could see people that like, it actually looked like they were semi-struggling to actually walk, you know? And it was like a 2-mile walk. So it's like, you know, honestly, 2 miles is not that big a deal. But for somebody, that was like their big deal for that year. Oh, yeah. They're like, man, I moved more this year than, or more today than I did the whole year.
All right.
So that's pretty cool, actually, to see. So, you know, we don't have any more tour dates this year.
How many tours did y'all do this year? Or how many shows did y'all do this year?
I think,
as far as
I'm not really, I never really counted, but at least 12.
And we missed
really?
You. We
so
missed you,
one
man.
A month, basically.
No.
Well, I'm saying in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, yeah, in the grand, over, yeah. 12,
yeah, I guess, like, if you were to divide it up like that, yeah, maybe. But we also had like additional events this year that weren't necessarily conventions. Like we did the, I organized the blood drive with the Red Cross.
Right. I saw pictures from that.
Yeah. So like, I mean, that wasn't necessarily a convention, but it was still like related.
Right.
It was an event, you know.
An event. Yes. We had several events, like almost really in the fall time though. It's like, thank God we had a free weekend recently, but like, it's like every weekend in the fall.
Yeah. It was. It was
there's like no
awesome.
Breathing room. It's awesome though, but it's also like that one, then like that one weekend that you're done touring, you're just like, oh.
But see, that's one of those situations where you're just talking about like, well, if I was going to die, what would I do? And one of the things, if I was going to die, I would just like to just make myself booked. I would just like go until I die. That's like my ambition,
yeah, I know,
just
but
to
that's,
go
that's the
till
thing.
I die.
I actually would, that's what I'm saying. Like, I actually think, I mean, that's a good question. Like, if the doctor was like, hey, this, I'm going to be honest with you, man. This doesn't look good. You have like a month and a half.
That's how the doctor.
I mean, I don't know what the bedside manner should be for that.
I'm going to be honest with you, Jonathan.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Jonathan.
You're going to die.
You're going to die. And not like a normal death. Like you might die tomorrow.
That's right.
I mean,
like,
maybe not today.
Like, but that's a question. It's like, soon. What would you do? Like, honestly, like, I feel like I would quit my full-time job. Like,
fuck this.
Yeah.
Or like, I mean, you know.
What about the bucket list thing? Isn't that like the whole kind of idea?
It's
all
like,
the things,
well,
you never got to do in life?
I mean, I wouldn't like go super crazy and like necessarily spend money.
Right.
Like I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to go like, whatever, like...
I would. If I'm dying in a month and a half, I can't take it with me. I'm going to spend every freaking penny I got.
I mean, just max it out.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, like, I might want to take a trip or something, but I don't think it would go... You know what I mean? I don't know. I just don't...
I get credit cards with, like, $100,000 limits and just go to town and be like, oh, sorry, I died. Can't pay that back.
Sorry. But see, what would happen?
I wouldn't want to, like, leave behind, like, people, though. Like, what happens... that's actually a good question. I never thought about it. Like, if you have credit card debt and, like, all this other crazy...
It goes
like,
to the family.
That's
no.
what I'm saying.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't it?
No.
I've always seen...
That's in your name. You signed it. Your family has nothing to do with that.
But I always see that happen. I don't even think this is reality when I see this. But I always see it in movies where like someone's like leaving a will and they're like, oh, you know who has an outstanding balance of this?
Yeah, like
someone has to cover
it. So if somebody
for
does... No go, way, like, man. Let's say you would go totally crazy and like, you know, go on a trip or spend money or whatever. Have fun for the last month and a half of your life. Like... Would that? What happens to those fees?
Yeah, Brian,
they just go away, man.
They don't just go away.
Yeah, they do.
Because I feel like
that.
I haven't.
The government
really
eats them. Why do you think we're trillions of dollars
well,
in debt?
Well, let's bring a story. I don't
no, but
know.
Like, would your family have to pay for that though?
Brian, I think Brian had
I would
an amazing.
Not think so.
Like, I would
because
not,
when you sign up for a credit card, you have a contractual agreement that you sign and is notarized and everything with this company. Your family has nothing to do with it. You're the one who signed this contract.
But don't I hear, like, I swear I heard, like, some type of thing where, like, some guy's in debt and then, like, he dies and his family's, like,
you're just
left
hearing things from
stuff.
Movies. I don't know.
No, but you know how you hear about,
that's
like,
that's what I just
like,
quoted.
I don't know. Don't you have the internet here? Look it up and see.
Yeah, but we're not allowed to use internet on the show.
I actually do.
Anymore.
I actually would love
it. Oh, that's retarded.
Yeah.
Well, it would become, it became less retarded.
Don't worry. I got my smartphone.
Yeah, you got
I'll
the,
you,
to the phone.
You do the
I'm
research.
Not against it.
Yeah.
I'm above the law.
I actually feel like we need to know this answer because, like, I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, that would be, again, like, for me, if a doctor told me I was going to die, like, I would not want to spend money because I would not want to... part of that is that I wouldn't want to burden my family.
Well, yeah, understandable, but...
Because I wouldn't want to be like, she's dead. Oh, yeah, and now you owe, whatever, $50,000. Like, my parents would be like, what the fuck?
I wonder if there's ever been someone that's like, the doctor's like, you have 3 months to live if they've actually died in that 3 months. You know, right. If they like, all right, like you.
Oh,
like,
but then the crazy thing is like, what if you don't die?
That's
and then you're stuck with that $50,000.
Yeah,
Ryan.
See, that's the fear.
Fucked.
Well, yeah, if you don't die, that sucks. But
then you're like effed for
I would,
your whole
if,
life,
if that
but,
happens,
and you have to pay it off for the rest of your life.
Let's put it this way: what do you think happens when somebody doesn't have insurance and they go to the hospital now? The doctor's obligated to fix this person if it's a life-threatening situation. Then they're in debt for the rest of their life for medical bills. What do? You just pay the minimum amount and move on with your life. And then when you die, it's over with.
I don't know, man.
Well,
all,
here's the
I'm
perfect.
About, like, paying
here's the perfect scenario, though. If a doctor,
here you go.
What does it say?
What happens to your credit card when you die? Children, friends, or relatives can't inherit debt.
Is that that's any credit card?
Well, I'm going to read further in, but that's what the tag
is. So basically, basically everyone should just be spending money like
everyone
crazy.
Should just fake their death.
Yeah, just
like Andy Kaufman, this jazz.
That's
up.
Right. See, like the scenario I always think is because it's very similar to the Simpsons episode where like he ate the blowfish and like you're gonna die. But if a doctor does say you're gonna die and you don't die and you did spend all that money in debt, right. You know what you should do? Fucking sue the shit out of that doctor.
Can you do that?
See,
that's another thing to look up.
Here it is. If the card was yours alone with no joint account holder, it was all in your name. The debt is yours alone too. It doesn't follow through to anybody else.
Interesting.
That's a good thing to know.
Yeah.
Now you're going to go spend some money.
No.
You can easily just con.
No.
You're like, hey, I have all this debt. What can we do? Kill him.
But then the messed up thing is like, for example, like let's just say if you were to get married or something, then
like, this is
what'll
happen too. Like
your spouse doesn't want to know like, oh, you have $50,000 in debt.
This is what'll happen. If I was in debt, or if a family, like you're seeing from the movies, this is what you see. They don't say you owe the debt. They say you don't get shit because what'll happen is the banks will seize any assets you have. So if you die and you had all this debt, they're going to come after your house. Whatever you own, they're going to take to sell to make their money back.
They'll try to rape what you have left.
Right.
Under your name.
Over your dead body. Yeah, they will take everything over your dead body and sell it to get their money back.
Okay.
Is what happens.
But the family won't
But the family takes kind of insult to that because then they were don't get any.
Well, let's put it this way. If like my parents co-signed for a house that I bought and then I died, they wouldn't get the house if I had all that debt. If I did that, they would, even though they have their name on the house, they wouldn't be able to get it. The people would
take
the bank would
the
take
house
the
money
house
to
and
pay
sell
off
it
debt.
To pay off the debt.
So they settle the debts first.
But as long as everything's in your name, then they're going to take your assets you have, but who cares? You're dead. You don't need it anymore. You can't leave it to your family. That's the only thing.
Your family just gets screwed over the will and stuff like
that. I made my own money. It's my shit. You don't deserve, it's not owed to you.
I know,
you
but
just get
see,
lucky
but
if I
in
die
your position in life right now, like you don't have any children.
Right.
So I feel like your mindset
that we know
might be different. Yeah.
Well,
your mindset might be different though. Like
not really though, because in my mindset, like if my dad dies right now, my dad worked for everything he has. It's his. It ain't mine.
Yeah.
So if I don't get any of it, I don't give a shit because it ain't mine. I didn't have it to begin with. He worked for it. It has nothing to do with me.
It would be nice.
You know what I mean?
But wouldn't you
sure, it'd be nice
I'm saying
have...
like the other way around. Like if you had children, like wouldn't you want to at least like not be like, oh, bye, I'm going to Disney World. Here, I'm going to spend all my money. Like it's one thing to take like a
it
smaller
depends.
Trip, but like to be like, oh, here I'm super in debt and like see you guys.
If my children are grown and they're making a living and they're on their own and they're doing fine, then I don't give a shit if they get my stuff. I'm going to go have fun and they seize my house.
But if they're 6 years old or something.
If they're young, definitely I would not do something like that to secure my family. I would just go sell meth. Go cook meth and save my family.
This is like a scenario from the movie Cruel Intentions or something like that. When it's always these rich kids will fight over the will.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh my God, they're supposed to leave me the house in the Hamptons.
Well, it was so bad because my sister one time, my dad got remarried. My sister doesn't like my dad's new wife. They dated for 15 years. They finally got married. Anyway, she's a little kooky, sometimes, but she's
we're all
not
kooky
a bad
some way,
yet.
Right?
But anyway, thing came out of my sister's mouth, which is just I can't even believe she thought about it. She was just like, great, now we're not going to get anything when dad passes away because this bitch is going to take it all.
What age did she say that?
Oh, last year.
But seriously,
when they got married, which was last year. So.
Now we get nothing.
But to me, in my mind, that's what I thought. I did, when she said that, the first thing in my mind was ain't none of that shit ours. It's dad's. He worked his ass off for his whole life. I have no ownership over that. I don't care if I get it or not.
Yeah.
It's not mine to have.
Sometimes on Sunday mornings, on the talk radio station that I just happen to have on the dial, sometimes they'll have these financial shows on Saturday morning and or Sunday morning. I don't remember when. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So they'll have these financial shows, and so many times though they'll be talking about the will and how it's left to the stepmom or something. Right. And even if they're an okay person, some kids still feel connected to the parent, and so then it's just one of those odd things that legally, if something's in someone's name, then they own it, and the other person doesn't own it. So it's it gets into that legal stuff, and it's kind of non-emotional at that point, but. It's weird how people do get connected to things.
That's the whole thing with the prenup.
I wonder, like, in your will...
And then they own everything when you die.
I wonder, like, in your will, if you can leave stuff to, like, random people.
You can.
You know, like, be like, I want this to go to...
There was a bum that used to hang out on like, Third and Jefferson, and I want to leave him to my car.
Yeah, like, to Seth Green and Alison Brie, I leave you, you know, like this. Please read my script or something like that.
They probably won't, like... find a way to like connect with everybody though like that.
Yeah,
you know
but
what
then
I mean?
What's the
you have
point
to have
of the
some will? Type of, you have to have some type of connection to them or some type of
a lawyer,
way to like
get a lawyer will find that. The lawyer is the one that's going to deal with all that, right?
I guess so.
And then a lawyer has their lawyer connections to be like, Alison Brie, this man died and
and here's his script.
He wanted you to flash the audience or something like that.
What?
The Make-A-Wish Foundation. Yeah, stuff like
that. My wish is to see Annie's titties. No. You mean the monkey? No.
I wonder if that's how it is. I've never, like, you know, I know sooner or later I'm going to have to sort of figure out my will, but I'm always, like, thinking about stuff like that. Well, wow, you can really just do random stuff like that? You know?
Right. I guess there's no way to, like, really guarantee, though, that you would reach Alison Brie, because you'd be dead anyway, but at least you would know that, like, it would go to, like, your main people.
You should tell them that you want to put your remains up in space. And,
like, yes!
Just float it out in space.
That's what
that
I
is.
Should, that's what
that's
Joe
what
wants.
I want.
Have
I
want to
be launched
there
into...
There you go, dude.
Like, when I die, I want to be, like, launched into space.
There you go.
But I don't want to be set on fire or something like that,
right?
Like
just,
in Braveheart
yeah,
or whatever it is.
In a casket shot into just space. Like a SEAL-type
oh my
casket.
God.
Not, like, shot into space. Not from Earth. I want the spaceship to go
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just leave you.
Yeah, they just float away. Like, everyone just... Like, everyone goes
but
into zero
gravity. Do you want your, like, whole body, though, or do you want your ashes up?
No, I want my whole body.
There you go. You know what happens when you come back around and you catch the gravitational pull and you get sent right back down to Earth?
Just launch
a flaming ball
in.
And you kill some small town in
Guatemala
and kill 500 children.
Guatemala.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Then could my happen. Life would have been fully complete.
It would
my
have
dream.
Full circle.
That would have been.
Dream
that
came true.
That will be the first thing in my will is to. Can you leave that in your will? How are you going to be buried or how are you going to be.
Oh, yeah. Out,
yeah. Ejected into space.
Yeah, and how much is that going to cost?
Right.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
they'll find
time,
a way.
By the time Joe dies, we might be living in space.
Yeah,
so.
They'll be freaking people. Be like on trampolines, just
well,
jumping into
also
space.
Also, I've recently learned that casket and funeral. Like,
I never say anything about casket.
I'm saying
just straight body.
Just wrap me up. Just wrap me up in a mummy. Just freaking separate me like
Braveheart.
But
like having a open casket funeral type style is more expensive than cremation.
I remember
by a lot too. I think it's like almost double.
As well as it should be. Look at all the effort that right. It's like still
but
putting
then,
on a wedding and a party.
You know what though? What I was thinking
it's
about
like a
it.
Reverse
when
wedding.
I was younger, I did want to have a casket because for some reason, like I don't know why I was thinking about it at such a young age, but like I was like, oh, having a casket is cool because you know you get like this little chamber. And you get you like your body is kind of
your
like
body gets
somewhat
eaten by
preserved.
Worms.
Yeah,
later.
Yeah. Like your body gets eaten by worms. You know, like eventually they'll come in and get you.
Is there special but caskets that will just lock you in?
I think there are. They're very expensive.
So what if you got your body shot out into space? And then you got picked up by some aliens, and they found out how to revive you to learn about all of our what happened.
That'd be,
on the Earth.
See, that's what I'm saying. Then
would
my
you
there's, our,
like
there's our next movie. Nobody steal that out.
No
there.
One steal that. And then like,
and then the aliens like make you slave, and then you're probably like, damn it, I don't want to do this.
Didn't we just basically? Isn't that basically the plot of Oblivion? With
is
the
it?
Tom Cruise, where they cloned him like many times.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, sorry.
That's gonna be you.
Sorta, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you really want to live that life and keep living like that?
Well, if there's multiple me's and there's multiple personalities, so I will be gone, but then multiple me's will be around.
Multiple Joes.
That's frightening.
There's a whole planet full of Joes.
Army of Joes.
Well, okay,
all
but,
with
but
podcasts.
What I'm saying is, like, when I was younger, I would like to have been buried like in the ground. For some reason, that like. Was cool because I was like, oh, you get a gravestone that has your name on it and like it shows the dates that you were on Earth. And I was like, for some reason, that was like really attractive.
And you
to
get
me.
A quote, you can put a quote on
yeah.
it, right?
Like, I was like, it seemed like a visual way of like still being on Earth. But then I was like thinking about it recently. This is like a recent change for me, probably in the past year or so. Like, I was like, you know what? That's kind of, I don't know, not lame, but. Yeah, my
that's
decision,
the one thing
my
everyone
decision,
does is so lame.
My decision kind of flipped on that because I was also like, well, first of all, who's actually going to visit my grave?
Everyone.
People
you're gonna, because you're going to be famous by that time.
Well, yeah. I don't know about that.
People
but,
be smoking weed and drinking beer at your gravesite like Jim Morrison
yeah,
or something.
Like, and posing with me.
That's right. Like, is that what they do?
Yeah, man.
So, like, I don't know. Like, part of me was just like, no one's going to visit me. And I'm just going to be in ground, like you said, and then the, like, bugs are going to come eat me and stuff. But then I was like, maybe I should just be cremated. Because also, I think in the Catholic religion, maybe things have changed, but I think in Catholic religion, they were against cremation.
Yeah.
Like, you go to hell.
It's hellfire, dude.
Yeah,
hellfire. Hellfire burning you. But then straight down to hell. You ever seen Supernatural?
But then I'm like,
straight down to hell.
But what? How would they
even
really,
to hell like 25 times?
Are they really gonna be like, oh, now you're? Because I think that
who is
actually,
they? Who is they?
The Catholic Church.
The Winchesters.
Because actually, I think that they actually scared me. Because at first I was like, maybe I should just be only buried, because that's like the Catholic way of doing it, you know. Right. But then now I'm like, well, there's cremation. I wouldn't want to burden like whoever is still around and has to deal with my death. I wouldn't, like, if, like, I don't know the exact costs of things, but since they're double, let's just say, like, a regular funeral is, like, let's
it's
say
like
it's 5,000,
yeah,
right? So I wouldn't want to burn.
Is it really?
Yes. It's very expensive. And so, like, if it's, like,
cost
five,
of a camera.
5,000. But then, or you could have, a whole coffin and everything for 10,000. And I'm like, that's bull. You know, like, I wouldn't want to burden somebody. Because it's like, you, at the end of the day, you end up just being eaten by, like you said, eaten by worms, or, like, you're dust in the wind. So it's like.
And then when people bury you.
But what I'm getting at
in the future, when you get buried, either way, like, I guess someone's going to have to dig you up because they're going to need more places
for
like,
burial.
For what's it called? For, like, housing and shit like that.
No, they usually don't.
Oh, they will. Oh, they will.
They might in the future.
In the future,
they
will.
Because how many cemeteries are going to take over the world?
They're going to be like, we need this for a golf course, you know?
Yeah, so it's, like, worthless anyway. So it's like you're buried in, like, a casket. Because I've seen some really sleek caskets that are, like, Cadillacs. And, like
Cadillac
I mean.
Cadillac class.
But, like, you know, that looks great and everything. But when it comes down to it, it's just going to be dirt and bugs. And then. Like, I don't know. I was just thinking about how wasteful it actually is, like, with cost, too. Like, I wouldn't want to burden somebody for a $5,000 thing to make it be $10,000 just so I'm in a limousine.
We said at the end of your life you're gonna be conservative with your money anyway, so you can just save the $10,000, put it away for your death, and you pay for your own death funeral.
Yeah, that's true, too. I probably actually will end up paying for my own death.
Like,
but which is, like, actually pretty sad now I think about it.
Like, I saved for my death. Here.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Seriously. And then I'm already save for my death.
But you know what's going to happen, though? Whoever's in charge of that, they're going to take that money and they're going to look at it and be like, you know what? We could probably just spend $2,000 on the funeral and spend the rest on ourselves.
And, like, put it in a box.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, here's a shoebox.
Yeah, do the Lebowski.
That does exactly like Big Lebowski.
Burn her and put her in a shoebox.
Put her in a Folgers can.
That was the best scene in Big Lebowski when
is there a Ralph's around here?
Yeah, when what's his name died, and then he gets like the, here you go, here's the receipt or the invoice for the burial, and he's like, what is that? It's like, well, you need the receptacle.
Our most,
and
yeah, that's our most modest receptacle. $800.
But actually, you know what? Like, I don't know how I feel about, like, the Catholic part of it, but, like,
I
still feel like the cremation is kind of the way to go now. Because it's like,
it's the hip thing to do.
No, also, no, the space.
The space. It's the space of it. Like, I'm not worthless.
I'm not saying, like, that. I'm talking about outer space.
Oh, outer space.
I think that's the way to go. There's space in outer space. Imagine where you can go.
Anywhere.
Actually, I would rather have somebody like Elizabethtown me and just, like, scatter my ashes in different places and have fun with it.
Yeah, but imagine that.
Dude, you know what you gotta do, Joe? Here's what you would do. Here would be the ultimate.
For me?
For you. This would be how you end it all, is that in your casket or whatever.
Wait, this is how I'm gonna die, or this is how?
No, no. If you're gonna go into space,
all right.
You can do one last freaking thing through the internet and put cameras all in your casket, and it can be like a 24-hour thing until the cameras go just to watch.
That would be awesome.
Just to see what happens.
But also,
what would we name it? Joe's casket or what?
Dark of the Moon.
Here's another thing.
The afterlife.
Casket.
The afterlife. We call it the afterlife.
Oh, my God.
It's the final one shot.
Yeah. The never ending one shot. The biggest one take ever recorded to man.
That's actually awesome.
Like, we actually.
And
like,
how much are those cameras to put in your casket?
It's going
to
be so. Yeah, it's going to be so cheap in the future, though, man.
Yeah right.
You're just going to be able to withstand.
That's
going to
be more than that $10,000.
People will be able, with me, people will be able to go to Andromeda. They go to all. They get to follow, like, you know, they get to go to Krypton.
That's right, you know? Dude. You never know.
But what else? The other thing about open casket funerals that kind of creeps me out is, first of all, it's always creeped me out ever since I was a young kid.
Well,
you don't
want to,
like, see
dead
somebody
body.
Dead, and then some people, like, touch it or kiss it, or, like,
whoa.
Also
what kind of funerals even going to
have sex with it?
Aunt Susie's making out with the dead guy. Oh,
I want to do that. That's
also,
real love.
The other thing is, like, I don't know what my condition will be when I die. Like, if it will be a car accident or old age or whatever, or slip in the bathroom or something. I don't know what's going to happen.
Die from slipping in the bathroom would be just...
Everyone
would be... I feel like everyone dies like the way they're supposed to die, like, you know, like poetically perfect.
The slipping in the bathroom, the slipping in the bathroom.
It's like Final Destination.
My mom worked with like some like 19-year-old kid at the library, and he actually died from slipping in the bathroom.
Well, I guess that's the way he was supposed to go.
Yeah, that's the way he was supposed to go, man.
But I don't know if, like, something was going on and then he fainted. I don't know, but he actually did die from that kind of that
Yeah,
that
like,
conclusion.
You know, when you mix drugs and alcohol.
But he was, like,
stuff like
I
that.
Don't think that drugs and alcohol was involved.
Of course.
Maybe he was jerking off the shower and slipped and died.
I don't know. I don't want to think about that. But, like, let's just say, like, I don't...
On his own semen. Oh, he's like, no, I can go one more round. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, gross.
Flips back.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, what if my brain pops out and I'm all bloody? I don't want to see people have an open casket and I look like shit. Let's be honest. Well, I'm like 80 years old,
I don't think you're going to care if you look like
dead. I'm not going to care, but I don't want people to see me like that. Like, that's their last vision and all, like, shitty looking.
Yeah,
like,
well, the thing is, though, if you go out like that, and you don't look presentable, it will not be an open casket.
Yeah. If your brain's busting out of your head, they're going to do a closed casket because the mortician or whatever is not going to be able to doctor you up enough to make you look
good. They're not just going to put it back in and be like, that's good enough. Like, sign off on it.
We had a little trouble, so half the brain's still sticking out. Is that cool, guys? We put makeup on it.
Yeah. I hope you don't mind. You put like a Halloween.
It is Halloween, so, you know, we just figured we'd go with a theme on this one.
So gross. Even still, like, what? Let's say I wasn't like my brain wasn't, or I wasn't really bloody or anything. But like, I'm 80 years old and I'm old looking. I don't want people to look at me like that.
Why? Because all the people that are looking at you are old too. By that point, they're all in their 80s. They're all like crank and wrinkly. They look like they're dead already. They're just walking around.
they look like the end of Indiana Jones.
They're Walking Dead.
I seriously don't want to be seen like that. Sometimes I wonder about like those old celebrities like Liz Taylor and stuff. Like, you know, I don't know how our current celebrities are going to look when they get older, but
they're
going to
look young.
But you don't like Marilyn Monroe died early. Like, you don't want to see like Marilyn Monroe looking like 80 years old in the casket, you know? Like,
unless she looks awesome.
Yeah, but regardless, all of us age, there's nothing you can do about it. So
yeah, I know. I'm just pointing out that like I just don't want to have people see me when I'm dead. Like, why would you want that?
I wonder if you age slower in space. That would be awesome.
You do.
You shake your head. You're shaking your head. Well, you're nodding your head so like
down,
confidently.
Yeah. Time slows down. I did some research.
So you know what you
should
do?
Is that true? You age slower
actually,
in space.
You should actually build your space coffin now.
No.
So you have
I just
it ready.
Said.
Because how
said,
else would somebody
said,
else know how to do
I
it properly?
I just said that there's no coffin involved in this.
No, but there's like a launcher with. The...
No. There is no launching. There's no. there's no.
It's a giant T-shirt launcher.
Yeah, I told you there is not. I'm not literally being launched. I'm being let go into space with a ship. I'm not just being like a cannon blasting off like that.
And then they're just gonna like let you out.
You know that like when that happens, I will probably disintegrate when I go out into space if they just launch me out into that.
Yeah, because he's got to get through the atmosphere.
I got to break the atmosphere first.
That's why you need your own rocket with the cameras inside it.
My own corporation with my own space team will let me go. Just like in Prometheus, we'll just like float away.
Float out there.
And I'll start my cells in space will land in another planet and start its own sort of like civilization.
Oh my God.
Like just the cells, and they start like integrating into Mars, and I'll be like the one that actually makes like living beings, like recreate themselves
and
in Mars.
And they'll be all made from your genes.
Or Jupiter. I'd love to go to Jupiter, but I don't. I actually think like all these planets that assume to not look like they have life, and they just have a smokescreen of gas because they're like fuck humans. They're scared of gas. That's how I want to go out, man. Is that possible? Can I pay for that to happen?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I want to be one of the first
What's
five.
His name from Virgin Records is taking people up into space. You got enough money.
Really? But are they letting dead people just
Bass supposed to go up there?
Who?
Lance Bass.
Yeah, but come on. Anyone can go up there.
Actually, I think Justin Bieber has some deal to go up in space. God. He like paid
for it. I hope
he
gets lost up there.
Lost in space. Where am I going to go?
He's like, my hair.
Shit.
You can get lost in space, man.
He's gonna be like, hold on, let me take my helmet off. I want to see how my voice sounds in space.
And then he just dies.
And then he dies.
So I'll put that. That'll be like the first thing I solidly put in my will. Must be released into space. If not, I have a bomb that will blow up the Earth. That'd be the main thing.
Yeah, dude, I was reading about the time travel stuff. You ever read about time travel, dude?
Where do you read about time travel? Magazine? Time Travel Weekly?
Time Travel Weekly.
I watched some shows.
Time Travel Pre-Weekly?
But there was things saying, like, there's no way to go back in time, but there is a way to go to the future, technically. If you can go as fast as the speed of light or even so close to the fast as the speed of light, you can slow down time. So basically, like, they did an example. If there was a train that said it went around the world, around Earth, on Earth, but it went around Earth, and it went at just almost the speed of light, you would be on this train for a week, and a year would have passed by on everybody else on Earth.
So what you're saying is that, you remember in Smallville, when Superman's moving really fast and everyone's really slow?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Well,
remember when
the opposite, though.
Remember when he's going super fast, everyone's like frozen?
Yeah, but this would be the opposite.
Well, how's that? What?
Well, because, wait, let me think about what you're saying.
So if the faster
it'll
you move.
It'll be a week of travel for the fast object.
For the people that are on the train, it would only have been a week of time their body would have lived, but everyone on Earth had been a year. You see what I'm saying?
So what you're saying.
So if you're on anti-aging.
Right, if you're on that train for. If you're on the train for 5 weeks, it'd been 5 years have gone past on Earth, but the people that are actually living on Earth. So if you would have got off, I'd be 5 weeks older than I was the last time I saw you. You'd be 5 years older.
So what you're saying is that we can, if supposedly this train and this speed.
Yeah, where's this train?
This lightning,
well, they'd have to make something like that.
But what you're saying is, say someone is sick and they have 3 months to live, that you can hop on that train and keep on going until they find a cure?
Sure. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, I mean, see, we just saved lives.
Yeah.
Or supposedly slowed down lives.
There's also something about time being differential or slowing down when you're near a mass.
Yeah.
Like, apparently time goes slower in Egypt if you, like, were right near the pyramids.
I was a big believer that there's no such thing as time.
Well, yeah, time's relative, but...
But just, I mean, like growth, like human dead cell growth or something like that.
Right.
Stops.
But I mean, it's still interesting to think about. The fact that if you could travel that fast, it is kind of like traveling into the future in a sense, because you're staying relatively the same age everybody else is aging.
Yeah, that's how we should do it.
It's kind
of
creepy.
What would be really cool is if we can actually have a section of the world that is moving at a different pace, like that's moving faster.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like Elysium. What is that movie with Matt Damon? Elysium? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
How they have like a ring or something like that that moves. Or that's like where all the rich people go.
Oh, yeah, up in space.
Up in space. But imagine if we had a whole section of the world that moves at a different time like that.
Well, you know that, like, the
I don't know, man.
Well, the satellites, the time for satellites up there, because they're further away from Earth, the time is actually off. They have to keep recalibrating and resetting for our time.
Really?
Here, yeah. Just that distance throws the time off.
By how much?
I don't remember how much it is. You can look it up. It says it on the thing. I watched some shows.
But
some
it's because they. Do you remember if it's like a lot or?
It's not a lot. It's not a lot. It's like a couple seconds. Maybe.
It's because they wrote they're orbiting at a different speed than us, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're further away.
That's
and their
some crazy
different.
Talk.
It is crazy talk. That's
look
why
up Stephen Hawking, dude. That's where I watched that time travel show. You know the guy that's in the wheelchair with the voice.
No,
you don't I'm familiar with
who is that?
You know who Stephen Hawking is.
Who is Stephen
He's
Hawking?
Super smart. He's the dude that's in the wheelchair with the.
He has a voice calibrator.
Yeah,
talking about Professor X.
Kind of, but he's even smarter.
That's the only. I feel like that's the way to become like a genius. It's like basically you have to be in a wheelchair and be super smart. That's like the goal of that. I don't even know how we got on to talking about the death. our death in space.
It's because during the news segment we were talking about how there's only a month and a half left of this year, and then
so it went
said,
from a month
oh,
and a half left
life.
Of this year to
so like the future
the
talk
end of the world or the end
yeah
of our
and
lives.
I'm like, oh, are we in Mayan times again?
I do
that was like last year's discussion. Everyone's like, right. Oh my god, this year's gonna be the Mayan calendar
now. Everyone's just making up some bullshit about the end of the world, man. The only way this world is gonna end is in the hands of the humans.
Humans.
That's it. That's the only way. You know
what? Self-destruction.
And it's happening slowly every single day. It's just, we're just going to eat, like, just going to disintegrate from the inside.
That's right.
You know, already, like, governments and people are hating the governments, and that's nothing new. It happens all every...
Civil war.
See, but my theory is there's no way it'd be the stupidest thing for, like, America to have a civil war. Like, it's like you...
In this period of time,
because if you think about it, people are so connected, right, with, like, oh, I've... Now with Facebook and social network, oh, I have people that are up from Georgia. I have people on this side. It's like, you think people are really just going to agree with each other? Be like, all right, North versus South. Now we hate you guys. I'm like, really? Are you really just going to sign up for that?
No, it'll be a civil war. It'll be more of a rebellion, not necessarily.
But who's going to fight
North
who?
And South? It'll be the people versus the government and the military.
Yeah,
it'll be a civil war inside of the United States, government versus people. So it'll be like rebels and. You know,
it's going to be such a, if that were to happen, it'll be such like, I feel like it's going to be such a like shallow, like army that's going to be fighting, because it's like, I feel like there's so many politicians or so many people that are part of the man that are part of that system that really don't even give a flying fuck.
Yeah. But you know how many rednecks out there with guns there are that hate the government?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like the moment say like a
government. But the government has the military. They'd be fighting the military.
But what if there's like a military... military people that emphasize.
Well, yeah, there would definitely be
with the people.
Yeah, there would definitely be some of those. That's who would probably lead the rebel armies of the, you know.
But like it just
of the common people.
It literally.
We just got flagged. Just let everybody know. Yeah, we got flagged by the government.
They just tagged us right now.
Listening to our podcast.
Well, I mean, but
somewhere a red flag.
Predicting
went up.
The future and talking about the upcoming civil
war. Talking about the uprising.
Well, that's great.
Of the American government.
We can have them as guests. We'll have the government as guests on next week's show.
So you hear this, guys? One of you government men come down here. You're on the podcast.
You're on the podcast. We're in the territory of where you guys exist. But I just feel like there's so many pencil pushers. There's so many office people that are just like, what? So we're just going to go and fight now ourselves? That's fucking stupid. I don't care about this job that much. You know what I mean? That they're just going to be like, all right, well, then we're going to, you know.
No, yeah, but those are the typical, like, government, like you said, paper pushers. But there are, like, those hardcore, like, government military side.
But it's.
Yeah, all the suits would run for the hills.
Yeah, all those guys.
They would go to their underground bunkers.
But then, the military is going to see that and be like, wait a minute, these motherfuckers are just going to leave and we're supposed to just fight our own people? That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I feel like you're going to have a civil war. That's why I feel like it's literally just going to be a giant con that's going to happen. They're really, the government or whoever's American Illuminati is just going to try to like sell, they're just going to buy everyone. They're going to buy everyone into persuasion. It seems like that's the
way. But then you're going to have those, like, government people that will, like, be totally brainwashed, that will do anything that they could for Dear Leader.
Like, for who?
For Dear Leader.
Dear Leader.
Yeah, I guess a good character of this would be... Who's that guy that's in Boardwalk Empire that's, like... That was also in the Superman movie?
Who was that?
He was, like, the... The police guy in Boardwalk Empire.
He was the bad guy.
Yeah, he was the bad guy in Zod.
Oh, okay.
You know that type of character.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Yeah,
like that. Type
oh
of,
yeah, yeah.
That type of guy is gonna be like, no, this is my government. And then he's
where's the sun?
All the leaders like already went to like their own protection and like are hiding in like some bunker in like West Virginia or Virginia, Southern Virginia. And like then Zod will come out and be like, my government, and then he'll just like,
we gotta think about how easily people are brainwashed.
So
look at most Americans right now. We're pretty brainwashed.
They're just like, go watch your American Idol and drink Budweiser.
I probably
go back to your trailer, enjoy the next NASCAR race.
I feel like if there is gonna be I think if there is gonna be somewhat of a civil war, it's not just gonna be two entities fighting each other. It's going to appear to be like that at first, but really what's going to happen is we're going to have a territorial breakdown. It's going to be West. Like, it's going to be like the West Coast and like the mid
coast. West Coast versus East Coast.
Like, yeah, the time zones will break down.
No, that's,
fight of the time
no,
zones.
No, that's really what's going to happen, because you're going to have little divisions where when all government just breaks down, one one entity is going to try to rise and become the most powerful. But then you have each different territory, like a floor, like the southern Florida and then northern, because every area is a different type of personality.
Like a wrestling territory.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's really going to happen. Since we
What's really going to happen?
Yeah, what's really going to happen is that
China,
baby.
China. going to see the self-fighting?
Well, China's bought up all of our debt over the last however long.
How do you buy debt?
They buy our debt. They make all our products. So we're not going to pay them. I mean, they got to know that we're never going to pay them for all this debt they've been buying.
They're going to absorb?
Yeah. So they're just going to like...
They're going to buy off pieces of America.
Basically, but I mean, it's not worth anything. So
America's not even worth...
Well, when we're so far in debt and then China's buying up our debt because we owe them so much money for all this importing, exporting, and then building all our goods and what have you, they're not just going to keep doing that if they're not going to be making money at it.
Yeah.
You know?
They're going to strike up a back-end
deal. So then what happens? We don't pay them? Are they going to, like, rise up on us and send a billion Chinamen over here to whoop some ass or what?
Chinamen is not the
preferred nomenclature.
It's like I try to do my small part to be, like, you know, helping out America, shopping locally, going to the farmer's market and stuff like that, and, like, not buying cheap
plastic. That's helping out America.
Yes, it is. And, like, not buying, like, cheap plastic shit from China, and like I've been trying really hard to actually go out of my way to do that. It's actually, first of all, it's harder. Second of all, you know, it isn't as convenient as just going to Walmart and getting whatever I need. Mm. And like, it's also a little bit more expensive. So I don't know. I think it's kind of worth it, like in moderation, to take a step towards like buying more local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. Like, they do have like the easier way of things is like Amazon and Walmart and all that. So,
and those are pure Americans too.
Yeah, but then like underneath like the veil of an American business, there's still like all that stuff's like made in China. Most of it.
It's funny that they make so much, you know, I don't know what percentage of like goods did China make, do you know?
A lot.
Like 85%?
Over
90%?
Well, some of the stuff,
like, no one stands by it. Everyone's always like, it's China shit.
Well, here's what doesn't make sense too. Some of the stuff's made over here and then shipped over there to be assembled and then shipped back. How does that make any fucking sense? How does that save money?
Well, you tell me.
Because they don't want to pay American workers to assemble.
Well, of course, it's cheaper. Crazy is that it's cheaper to ship shit all the way over there that we built for them to assemble it and then bring and have it come back.
Why is it cheaper though?
Because Americans don't want to work for fucking.
They don't want to drop the bottom dollar on that.
Well, Americans don't want to work for cheap, but at the same time, the economy is inflated, so you can't be working but for so much. You got to make a living. How can you live if everything costs so much to live?
And when we
you
talk
can't
about
make $5 an hour and expect to live in a society where everything costs as much as it does.
That's totally true. That's totally true. How can you? But people are paying people.
Here's the real question, though.
I got an answer for you.
Here's the real question. If you were in bed with somebody like China, right?
Yeah.
And let's say they're making all your goods.
China, not the wrestler.
Yeah, yeah, not the wrestler China, but the actual country.
Yeah.
But if they're making all your products and you're an export-import business to them and they're assembling your stuff and all this crap, 80-90% of your stuff, you're not paying them for it because they've bought up all your debt. What's going on behind the curtain there? Like, if
they're running the shit.
They're getting something from America if it ain't money. You know what I mean?
They're getting...
What are they getting the old reach around for America? You know what I mean? Well, them not to
what if they're
come
like
at
secret,
against
this,
us.
This is
other,
off,
than,
like,
other than us having nuclear weapons and be like, well, fuck you. What are you going to do?
Well, here's what I see as a back-end deal for that is we will find out when China actually has a crisis. We'll find out when someone tries to take over China. Is China still communist, right?
As far as I know.
Then fucking America is communist as shit then, isn't it?
I mean, at this point,
as far as we know, that like back end deal, they're like, all right, we're paying for all your shit.
You must all become communists. Yes.
Or stop telling us that communism is wrong.
That's right.
Because apparently it works.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Apparently your way does not work.
You know? Stop looking. We have more people.
I need to research
than you.
More into that whole.
Who has
thing
more
with
people,
China.
America or China?
China's got more people.
So, like, if all of China comes in and invades, they got all their kung fu skills and shit.
Per
all their Jackie Chans.
Kung fu skills. Well, per, karate. Like, they probably have, like, 3 to 4 people for every person we have here, I would think.
As far as I know.
So this means you got to fight 3-on-1 Chinamen if they come over.
Yeah, yeah, there's only 3 of us in the studio now.
And they're shorter than
so we have so to fight like 9 of them.
9.
And they, and they all have mad martial arts skills. They're all pretty small, so
and they're
maneuverable.
Smart too.
And they know math and violin.
We're being really stereotypical and racist right now.
They all have a bowl cut.
Hey, man, I don't think it's racist because that's like.
Because it's true.
Yeah, it's.
It ain't racist.
There's a reason why there's those stereotypes.
That's right.
They're just typecast.
They are really good at Taekwondo.
But maybe that's the deal. Maybe that's the deal. It's like, well, if you can't pay us in this. You gotta support us during this time. Has there been a moment where
I don't know? I need to do more research on what's going on with all that.
Well, there has to be something.
You know what's crazy though? You get these people that are like hardcore about all this stuff and politics, and they follow.
Are we talking politics?
I mean, yeah, it's kind of politics.
All right, maybe not.
But
it's not real politics. It's not like, oh, are you going to vote for Chester Bennington?
It's obviously not real politics because we don't know half the shit that we're talking about.
These
we're
are world
talking out of our
We're talking
ass,
world affairs. But, this is world affairs. Yeah.
We're making some crazy solutions for problems that we think exist. We're
world
not even 100%
affairs
on.
And like death preparation. Yeah. That's the show.
Yeah.
And the show on your theory. What were you talking about?
My theory is it's so funny when you hear people that are really into politics and they follow it like hardcore, right?
Yeah.
They do all this stuff. And then they do it just so that they can be knowledge about it so that they can bitch about it.
Yeah,
because you ain't doing nothing to change it.
No.
So what the hell are you doing? You just want to know about it so you can bitch about it.
That is my biggest problem. That is actually my biggest problem with fucking human beings in general. They love to bitch. They love to complain.
But they don't want
to
do anything
fix
it.
They don't want to make a solution.
Nah.
They just need
something to bitch about. Yep.
And I think that's utter bullshit. And anyone that does that is fucking bullshit. They don't even have one. If they can't even try to decipher an idea, they're like this. They're like, there's no lettuce on my burger. All right, this burger sucks. There's no lettuce on my burger. Do you want someone to give you lettuce, or are you willing to stand up and get fucking lettuce for your fucking burger?
Stand up for your lettuce.
Yeah,
since you're right,
goddamn it. But that's literally, again, that's another food metaphor by Joe, but that metaphor is what it means. Are you just going to let that burger not have lettuce, or are you going to fucking go get lettuce for the burger?
They're lazy, and they want someone else to do all the work for them.
Again, like I said before, Americans are brainwashed, and that's how they're brainwashed.
Yeah.
They don't want to do anything but bitch about it. They ain't going to do nothing.
But they
want to
vote for some bullshit American Idol. They want to do and make
more
it feel
people,
like they're doing something.
Do you know more people voted for American Idol TV shows than vote for president?
All those
motherfuckers
are just going to be happy eating the burger without the lettuce that they want.
And let me tell you, all out there in America, what the root cause of all these problems are: Facebook,
social media. And on those terms, you can find the Carolyn and Joe Show on Facebook.
It's the evil empire.
We have conformed to the new
It's so sad, man. I want to get off it, but I have to be there because if I'm not on Facebook, then I don't exist.
Exactly.
I don't exist. People.
You got it. But that's awesome. You're a covert op.
That's right.
You walk in the shadows of the internet.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us, Brian.
It's always
a blast. Maybe we might have you again next week. We'll find out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We'll see
what happens. But again, yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can listen to this show on CarolynJoeShow.com. Also, it's on Stitcher. It's on iTunes. And, of course, it's on Facebook. You can find links for that. The show is brought to you by Astray Productions, AstrayProductions.com. Also, check out GoAstray.tumblr.com. And also, Brian and I make films. We make films once a month, or we try to make it once a month.
That's right.
And it's called One Shots. It's one-shots.com. A little taste of cinema, something new, something absolutely incredible.
Cinema.
But also, we're trying to do something that's completely different than the big motion picture blockbuster, because we're not millionaires, but we're damn creative and we're damn awesome. And that's at one-shots.com. And also, there's joecarbeo.com. What do you got, Carolyn?
You can read my comic strip Curls at curls-studio.com. Check me out on Twitter, and I'm also on Facebook. Look for Curls Studio on Facebook. But I'm kind of not feeling social media as much anymore. But I'll still be willing to talk to you. So send me a message, and we'll say hi online. But yeah.
Hi.
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 How's it going?
So thanks again, Brian.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Absolute pleasure talking about death and talking about what's wrong with America with
death
you.
And taxes.
Death and taxes and
the
all
two
that
things
shit.
Things that are guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll catch you all next week. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other. See y'all later.
Adios.
Yeah!